Central.
Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And now, a star is born. On June 19th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Paula Abdul.
Is it a boy or a girl? Straight up now, tell me.
Congratulations. It's forever your girl.
Paula Abdul, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. He's held dozens of rallies throughout his time in office, but President Trump officially has kicked off his 2020 re-election campaign with an event in Orlando, Florida.
I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders calls the rally an hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks meets privately with members of the House Judiciary Committee.
Hicks was a campaign spokesperson before joining the administration. She was interviewed as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The president has directed Hicks not to answer questions about her time as a senior advisor to the president, citing executive privilege. Hicks is now Executive Vice President and Chief Communications Officer for Fox Corporation.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. This is Fox News.
You're listening to a morning radio program of titanic proportions. Greg Budell, what did people say when you started out on this great venture?
They won't amount to a thing. They won't, trust me.
Jay Scott, how are the working conditions here on the morning show?
Best I've seen, hardly any rats.
Emily Hayes, give us your thoughts on being a morning radio personality.
Don't presume to tell me what I will and will not do. You don't know me.
What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, is that an iceberg dead ahead?
It's coming right at us! Ah!
It's women and children first.
You are so annoying.
So here comes three kids and a lady.
Well, we're still in touch with our inner youths. Wouldn't you say that?
I would say so. I don't think of me as...
All right, I'm gonna roll with that one. I just talked 93.1 FM WACV, Greg, Jay, Rich, but first, Emily.
All right, our next name in our Calling for Carrots contest is Tracy Murchison. Tracy Murchison.
Tracy.
Give us a call at 396-5477. 396-5477 is the number that you call, Tracy, to get qualified for a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, if you haven't submitted your name yet, how are we going to call it? So go to newstalk931.com, click on the Marguerite's banner, and enter your name, and then just keep listening every hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the rest of the week. And we could call your name, and that could get you qualified.
Jay, you do the winner sheets. The Tracy that often participates in our show. Is her last initial M?
I don't think so.
I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Murchison.
I think you are, yeah.
Tracy.
Tracy! Right.
Thank you, Emily Hayes at 805.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I see some showers up near the I-20, I-59 corridor. I see a few southeast of Dothan, but right now, radar is mostly quiet. It's a little foggy, misty out there this morning with cloudy skies, and hot and humid day today with a high temperature up to about 91, partial sunshine. There will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms that break out, and again, they'll be random, of course. Not as many, I don't think, as yesterday, with a muggy night tonight as the storms fade out overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, again, a complicated day. There could be multiple rounds of thunderstorms in the state tomorrow, and I'm more concerned about the ones that pop up in the afternoon and evening hours, which could be strong, possibly severe in some cases. I think there could be a few warnings for damaging wind gusts. And the other thing tomorrow, besides damaging wind gusts, is the possibility of some hail up to golf ball size in some of the storms. And the high temperature tomorrow, 93. Not as many storms around on Friday, and only widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend, the first official weekend of summer, with summer officially beginning on Friday just before 11 a.m. Mid-90s over the weekend. Heat indices will be in the triple digits. Right now this morning, cloudy and 75 with 94% humidity, 807.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, I'm looking at the conundrum list that I provided you guys. And I see the word meh.
Yeah.
That would be
not too exciting.
Yeah, they weren't.
No, they're not thrilling.
They can't all be winners.
And we have True the Baloney.
We do, and do I have some extras. I know you wanted to keep one for when we have biscuit tickets. And that was the baseball truth or baloney.
Do we have biscuit tickets?
No, we don't.
Oh.
So I'm hanging on to that one.
Okay.
And then there's this other one that also has a meh, but it also has a check mark by that question. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you know what it is?
Slim pickings.
This is an abundance of mediocrity is what I got here. None of these light any particular fire. Maybe it's time just to play the baloney game. I like the baloney
however game. You want to do it, sir. However you would like to make that happen is completely up to you.
The weight of the world is on my shoulders.
Didn't you have like a stash of extra like conundrum questions?
And you had another service that you used for conundrums too.
I had until a certain individual that we used to work with, who would remain shameless, nameless rather. I had like True the Baloney's, like a telephone book size stack of old ones that go way back, but they're good.
Yeah,
they're still valid for a rainy day like this one.
Mm-hmm. It's really a misty day.
Well, rainy, misty. None of this stuff just lights my fire. So, but I think those were tossed. I think those got tossed.
I'm sure. I don't know where they would be if they didn't.
In the desk. Maybe you guys will. You have time to kill next week when I'm away.
We'll still be able to get those.
We're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
We'll be good.
We'll have to turn on the switch to entertaining. Right now is in the middle position.
All right, so I got a decision to make here because we do want to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We could do listener's choice. We could have somebody call who wants to win and let them decide what they want to do, the conundrum.
That's good.
The baloney game. No, that's too much. Nobody wants it. That's our job to decide that.
Yeah, there's always Kenny G songs.
Well, we're not ready for it yet anyway because we have traffic. And then a follow-up to yesterday's electrifying scientific study on dog faces.
As we roll into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is taking a look around the river region, and we still have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. I-85 is rolling along at a speed limit ride, but I-65 still has some delays around the river bridges as you head into the downtown area. If you're coming in on the 31s, our traffic has thinned out, and you've got a smooth ride all the way into town. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary, must-have skills. Text only your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Oh, yay, Joey's here.
Oh, Joey.
I only missed by one.
Manny Mota.
That was another indication of pharyngeal relapse, but don't worry, I'll make it to the end of the show.
Fahrenheit?
Yesterday, the electrifying story of the morning was the research that showed the face that dogs make to manipulate us.
Yes.
Is not, that is an ingrained behavior that is in the DNA of the dog. Beginning centuries ago, when they realized if they use their facial muscles to make a certain face,
in a certain way, they're going to get...
they get a piece of steak. Why are you shaking your head there, dimmer head, dimmer switch hairdo?
What is wrong with you?
What's dimmer switch hairdo?
Something just kicked in.
Pharyngeal stroke.
You should not be here.
I'm fine.
You think you're fine.
Well, part of... I did remember on the doctor's slip yesterday, it said...
bless you.
Thank you. He's the one that should have taken today off. Poor Rich.
Pot calling the kettle black. You can't tell people to take the day off when you don't take the day off, when the doctor tells you to take the day off. Well, even get me started.
If he didn't learn his lesson from me... and the example I set. So what we learned was, now, you ever see the dog food commercial that shows our dogs of today morphed and descended from the wolf?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the wolf does not have the facial muscles to make that sympathetic face.
Yeah. You can't say facial muscles.
Facial muscles. Facial muscles. You know, Mr. Thing. Mr. Gub Gub Gub. I mean, he can just look at you and just, you know, and Bailey, you know how to
do it. And they get what exactly they want.
So what we learned was that is not a little trick they figure out to manipulate humans. That is in their DNA. When they, you know, they're trained, it's ingrained. When you want something extra, that face is something they make. Now, what we have today that we didn't have yesterday... is a song that really explains the whole phenomenon a lot better than I could with all this pharyngitis.
Guess who?
I don't know who.
God. So, summer 69 at 8:14.
Got a long intro.
Dog dies.
I can't believe it.
Manipulate.
That Burton Cummings is something.
Dog's eyes, controlling. Dog's eyes are gonna get a hug, and I'm even gonna feed him when he's begging for table food. Dog's eyes, controlling. Dog's eyes will get a walkie walkie and another dog.
By the way,
well done.
The guess who?
What?
No, the guess who, not what. They also are one of the groups that debuted in 69 that made that such an incredible year. Because they had a long string of number one songs.
That parody guy could have done No Chicken Tonight.
I could probably get that done. I could probably have that made for us if I wanted to.
Karaoke that one night.
Maybe for your birthday.
I think it's the flip side of, I could be wrong, of These Eyes.
I just posted, I'll bet even Rich Thomas didn't know this. It's our fact of the day. I put it up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture to prove it, that the Earth is approximately 8 CVS receipts away from the sun.
You buy one stick of gum at CVS, and the...
the damn receipt. I know. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And that's funny. That's hilarious.
That is the funniest Mimi.
Mimi.
As my friend Jay Clemmer likes to call him. I've seen in a long, long time.
How many trees are suffering because of CVS receipts that are a mile long?
It's an amazing thing to see. And then, you know what? So every once in a while, I'll look at that 8.5 mile long receipt as I drag it out the door.
Yep.
It's getting footprints on it.
Yep.
And there's not a darn thing they're offering on there that is of any interest to me whatsoever.
It tells you, like, where you are with your points or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, what you can buy to get X amount of points and stuff. But it's, I just wish that I wouldn't be handed my receipt with the money and the change on top of it all at once. Because I don't put the cash dollars in the same place as I put the coins and the receipt. It's very frustrating.
Now, sometimes they have told me, look, you get $2 off your next purchase. But I always, do you save them?
You don't save those receipts.
No, you don't.
I don't shop at those places enough to really need to hang on to those things.
I don't think, oh my gosh, I got $2 coming to me.
Only takes two of those receipts to paper Toomer's car. Hey, and I just got a little note from our friend Fun Size Jane, who loved the Guess Who.
Oh, that was
charity. It's a jam for certain.
So that's going to be. I already put the EG under, which means evergreen.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
Because it's something that'll be playable forever and ever for years to come, as long as we don't overdo it. Now,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and I'm going to take a guess here, and that it's my time to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro along with my friend Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
The Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road here in lovely Montgomery, is here to satisfy all your seafood cravings. They've got everything you can imagine, from the tastiest gumbo to things like bacon-stuffed jalapeno peppers.
Bacon?
Bacon. They also have...
Bacon.
They also have very tasty house specialties like the shrimp and grits, the New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp. They've got snapper, tilapia, the boil
fantastic
bags,
food.
All these things for you to enjoy over at the Seafood Bistro, again, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call in your order ahead of time at 279-7500. You can utilize the local delivery apps to have it brought to you so you're not stuck at work with a boring lunch or dinner if you're working late. Just check them out and make sure you follow them on social media, the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you.
What were you two chuckling about during my live spot with Jay?
The Vlasic pickle.
Yeah, have you
doggy.
Seen the little...
Oh, yeah. I'm like 3 days ahead of you on the internet.
Oh, well then.
What's the internet?
Oh, Peepaw, it's a gift from Al Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Emily.
Soldier Boy is on the phone.
Hi.
This is for Emily. Emily, have you ever been overseas in Europe?
No.
Or in the Middle East?
No.
Okay, you said you had an issue about, you know, taking change and the receipt and everything all at one time?
Right. Yeah.
Anybody who's been overseas, it's like almost disrespectful to hand money to somebody and they will not hand it back in your hand. They'll put it on a little plate.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Would that please you better?
I
want to please my job. My whole mission when I wake up in the morning is not for the children; it's to please Emily.
Wow!
I don't do it for the children. I do it for Emily.
Oh man, I honestly don't know how to respond to that. I would just like to have some time to put things where they go instead of feeling like I'm holding up the line, just trying to make sure I'm not shoving stuff
what you're
into my purse.
Perfectly. I gotta admit, sometimes I get behind somebody who gets all
like a check,
and then it's not even that. But when they're putting everything away, it's like they're packing for a vacation,
right? And
they got to do it right there.
Get out of the way. Get out of my way.
You know where that anxiety hits me the most? Fast food is when when they hand me the change over the window, and I'm trying to put everything back into
and then they're handing you the drink
and everything else, and I know the people behind me are like, I want to move. So,
Hey Greg, I went to California a couple years ago, and I was shocked at this McDonald's, and the lady said, "What's wrong?" And I said, well, this food is so fast. She says, well, hell, it's a fast food restaurant. She says, where are you from? I said, Alabama. She says, how's fast food there? I said, slow.
Yeah. From Alabama, where the shake machine is always down.
Hey, so I just on where you go. It's better now than it was when I first got here.
I just left California again just a few days ago. And
no In-N-Out burger?
It was on my list, and I was 0.8 miles away, and I didn't make it this time. However, anyway, so I'm at this store, and I bought several drinks, like, you know, water for the room and stuff like that. And
sure,
and
water.
And then she said, no, honest to God, it was all soft drinks. And then she said to me, would you like a bag? I said, yes. She says, oh.
Hey, Emily?
That's extra. Emily. That's extra. You pay for
you
that.
You pay for the bag, yeah.
And then they look at you like, oh, you're one of those.
hey, guys, you got to do this one time when I have a customer in front of me, and they're trying to go through, and they're starting to write a check, and I'll start making a fake phone sound for my cell phone, and everybody stops and looks, and what is that? I said, oh, that's 2019 calling about technology.
Dang.
Boy, they get mad at me. They laugh at me.
Checks are not written at stores very often, but, you know, every once in a while you got to write a check to somebody.
Well, yeah, I mean, checks are generally, I think, generally
pay a bill or something,
written
right?
For
like
bills,
water.
Yeah, that you mail in
or,
and stuff.
Or, you know, like my lawn guy and
Lawn guy's the only one I write checks for anymore. Yeah. Everybody else is paid online.
Pay rent, that way you have a
receipt.
Copy.
Yeah. Well, guys, have a great day. Right,
thanks,
Soldier Boy. We still haven't figured out how we're going to do our contest, have we?
We'll do it. Do we just want to have people call in?
You
want to take the first call?
Are you listening? Give us a call.
We'll go see if
no, come show. Out, look. All right, I'm going to go with the Michael Jordan thing because he's a big enough name. Everybody knows who he is. And basically, all you got to do is guess 2 out of 3, right?
Hey. Okay.
Got it. Call us.
272922.
On account of we need to do something, right?
When you guys respond like that, you know what I feel?
Unity!
Throughout my entire body.
Nope, that's
pharyngitis.
Is that what
you know what Jay said earlier? I feel the need to bring this up now.
Please.
What did I say?
Jay said you had pharyngitis.
I called it pharyngitis.
And I said it's pharyngitis, but it's Greg, so pharyngitis isn't too far off.
In the 80s, I had pharyngitis because I could get sick with style.
Oh, I see.
My God.
I
see. It's pharyngitis with flair. Yeah.
I'm too old to get pharyngitis now.
I got sick with style.
That's right.
I can't do the show.
What do you mean you can't do the show?
I can't.
All right, so we need one person.
272-9228.
Look at that. I didn't even get the number and the phone's ringing.
I gave it earlier, but you weren't listening. So,
well,
you know,
Jake, what's first
just a regular day.
I don't know what it is about when you talk and what you say, but it sometimes just ricochets off my forehead. Is that actually a contestant?
I didn't ask. I assumed it would be, since that's what we called for, or asked for.
Jake, do you want to play our game?
Hi. Yes, sir. I would love to.
Okay. All right. Hey.
You're not related to Michael Jordan, are you?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
He's going to play
Truth or Baloney.
And we wouldn't give a damn if you were related to Michael Jordan. We just want to play that game.
Strong language.
We wouldn't give a darn.
Well, I mean, you've already put it out there now.
So here's how it works. I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or the baloney. Get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong. And when you have 3 lifelines you can reach out to here because they have not seen the questions or the answers. And you can ask for help. And here's your first statement. Because Michael Jordan was drafted by the Bulls.
The Bulls.
35 years ago today in 1984. Okay? So here's your first statement. Michael Jordan was the number one draft pick in 1984. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning. See how easy this is? He was third. Hakeem Olajuwon, who had a pretty good career, was number one. But Portland will never live down the fact that they picked Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan. Because Bowie was, you know, like, he was, comparatively speaking.
He was a knife.
Yeah. All right, so you're halfway to glory.
All right.
Statement 2. Michael Jordan hit 3 home runs as a minor league baseball player. Again, Michael Jordan hit 3 home runs as a minor league baseball player.
And I know where he played.
Truth.
Winning. Look at this. 2 for 2. You.
You already won.
Good job, Jake.
Played in Birmingham.
Thank you.
That's right. And they did bring him up to the majors, and he did get a hit in a game that the White Sox played at Wrigley Field.
And when they traveled in style, that team, because Jordan made sure that it wasn't a regular old bus.
Yeah, no, he used his money.
Yep.
The money, you know, because he didn't retire from basketball. They made him go away because he was gambling. We all know that conspiracy.
I didn't know that until you shared that conspiracy with me.
Yeah, no, that's
interesting. And now it's just a conspiracy that I know.
Here's the rest of them. Let's see how we do with these. He signed with Nike because they were his favorite shoes as a kid. True the baloney.
Baloney.
That is baloney. He wore Converse all through college, even though his favorite brand was Adidas. He actually went to Adidas after Nike made him an offer, but they weren't willing to cough up as much money. So that's how Nike got the Air Jordan.
Converse, you don't see them around anymore.
Yeah, that was another brilliant business decision.
Yeah,
up there with Decca and the Beatles, right?
Right.
His full name is Michael Jeffrey Jordan, and his son is Jeffrey Michael Jordan. True the baloney.
Winning.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Jeffrey played basketball for the University of Illinois and Central Florida until 2012, but did not make the NBA. And finally, statement five, he wore only two different jersey numbers over the course of his NBA career. Two different jersey numbers over the course of his NBA career. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
He actually had three. He wore 23 through most of his career,
mm-hmm.
45 for one season after baseball. In 1990, his jersey was stolen out of the locker room before a game in Orlando. So for that one game, he wore the number 12.
Oh, it was a trick question. It was sort of a net.
But good job. You are going to the Seafood Bistro, and you will be among friends. We'll hit the traffic dungeon here in a moment.
Stand by.
Let's hit the category of cars at Jack Ingram, available under $10,000, and some great options, because right now there are families looking for vehicles for somebody who's headed off to school. And do you take somebody's word? Well, they seem like real nice people after I called them when I read the ad. Or do you go to Jack Ingram where you're going to meet nice people like Tip Thames and anybody that works in that pre-owned, that signature pre-owned department? And you're going to see real choices. Beautiful cars. One of the best options I see right now. It's a 2015 Nissan Versa. The car is barely 4 years old. 33,000 miles. That means this car has been driven 9,000 miles a year. It's been really babied. It is in beautiful, immaculate condition. And it's available for $8,200. Yes, it's an automatic transmission. Yes, it has power windows. It's got everything you possibly want. Click the pictures and take a look. That is an amazing price for a car of that vintage with only 33,000 original miles. A 2014 Nissan Altima, larger sedan with additional luxury features, silver in beautiful condition, has only 88,000 miles. That's under 10 at Jack Ingram. And there are about four now Volkswagen Jettas still remaining, all of them priced under 10, one of the safest cars on the road. So if you need to get a car for a student headed off to school, this is the place to go. They have checked these vehicles out. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, literally, you know, at a forensic level, checking out everything to make sure that they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. The pictures are there. There's dozens of each inside and out. You'll see these are cars that don't look great on the outside, but have beautiful, pristine interiors. And Tip Thames will get you a great deal. So go see him. 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or browse online at jackingram.com. It's 8:30 already, for crying out loud.
As we roll on through the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is seeing the traffic thinning out quite a bit. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard. Everybody's moving along pretty well. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is rolling at a speed limit right, and I-65 is starting to thin out right around the downtown area. There's still a little bit of a slowdown there. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any troubles for you at all this morning. Let's be careful as we get this Wednesday workday started. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New from KTEL, Lovesick, the ultimate collection of nauseating, gooey, and repugnant love songs. 22 stomach-turning hits, 22 stomach-turning stars. Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
Stevie Wonder.
I just call to say I love you.
Whitney, I mean Whitney Houston. As a special bonus, all of Side 2 will contain big names in rock who gave away their balls to get the chicks with these big love hits. Journey. Foreigner. Eric Clapton. So much for Clapton is God. Also on KTEL Lovesick, you'll get two great Midwestern rock bands who sold out and wimped out. Chicago. You're the sticks.
Babe, I love you.
And we cannot forget the quarry-trained voice of Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
Now, doesn't that make you want to induce vomiting? That's why you need KTEL's Lovesick. Tastes so much better than syrup of Ipecac. But wait, there's more. You'll also get Don't Know Much by Ronstadt and Neville, Endless Love by Ross and Ritchie, The One That You Love by Air Supply. All hell, you'll get the entire Air Supply collection when you buy Lovesick by KTEL. Guaranteed to get you a date, or we'll blow up one for you.
I blew up your body,
but you blew my mind.
KTEL Lovesick. Available on CD, cassette, vinyl, or illegal download. Just $14.99 or $14.98 to make this commercial go away. KTEL, because...
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, the one truism in that whole parody is, you know, rock stars that sold their, their rock and roll, high testosterone energy music to sell a million songs to weepy women who would.
Yeah, a lot of those songs.
Are you still in the show or are you taking a break?
I'm still in the show.
Well, you're against the wall. I need you off the wall.
That was a Michael Jackson album.
Yes, it was. Well, BarkBox came yesterday. That was an exciting day.
Yes, it was. You saw the picture I sent.
But they don't get it till tonight because Aunt Marianne comes over and we want her to give the dogs the BarkBox because she gets more excited than they do.
It was a big hit because I...
What's the theme this month?
The pump your... What is it? Pump your dog... I'm trying... Pump your dog... It's it has to do with, you know, working out.
Working out.
Yeah, yeah.
I still love the Shakespeare because Bailey and Briscoe, they both look great in their, what are that thing around the collar?
I don't know what they call that.
Pup you up. That's cute.
Pup you up workout. There
pup
it is.
Pup you up.
Here you go. look at the pup you up workout.
Oh, boy. That is so cool.
Yeah. She was excited.
And Bella gets BarkBox down with my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. 8:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are going to have our Morning Maroon nominees here in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We have one final traffic check coming. And we have a phone call at random. I'm just going to grab it.
Hey.
Because Jay's out of the room for the moment. Hello there.
Who is talking to?
Hey, it's Hardshell.
Hey, how you doing?
Hardshell, good to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Not too much. I heard you... say that Emily was against the wall, so I had to call in with the countersign. John has a long mustache.
Against the wall. We're not following you.
Okay. Well, fans of Red Dawn out there everywhere will understand.
Oh, Red Dawn.
A Wolverine.
Yes.
I remember that. That's the only line I remember from it.
No, Radio Free America or whatever
that was okay.
Podcast. Yeah, the code phrases were the chair is against the wall.
Oh. I see. Just like the BBC used to have during World War II. I got you. Right?
Exactly.
I was against the wall because I was stretching my legs out. So I was stretched back.
Well, every time I hear that phrase, it just puts me in mind of that movie and probably
the
other big fans of that film. But,
yeah, I remember.
Now I was in high school, and I loved that movie.
Screaming, Wolverine! Wolverine! Yeah.
That's my lame joke for the day.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, no, we appreciate the effort, Hardshell, always. Just because you're of a higher intellect does not mean that we don't get it. Or that anybody else doesn't. I'm here to make sure that our humor... maintains a very low intellectual.
I think we're achieving. Yeah.
Taking a moment to let you know that when there's an occasion coming up that requires a special gift, you got money to spend, you can toss it down on something and say, well, I spent this much, so I should get this much happiness. But what really makes a gift special to anybody, and you know this when you get them yourself, is the thought that went into it. And that's what really matters, and that's why we always recommend Brian Jewelry, because if you can't find exactly the perfect gift, with their extensive inventory, they can create it for you. I'm telling you, Christmas is 6 months and 6 days away. They have a layaway plan at Brian Jewelry, so you can start thinking about that now, have it paid for by the time Christmas gets here, and not feel like you just got whacked with a bill. And have the peace of mind going into holiday season that maybe one or two of your significant purchases are taken care of. You have to think about it. And, you know, the less of that you have going on, the more you enjoy the spiritual part of the holiday, the decorations, the little things that make Christmas special. It's just a thought, thinking ahead. If you're planning on popping the question anytime soon, Brian Jewelry on their website has all the diamonds laid out, all different types and cuts, and they carry them all. They carry a very extensive collection, and of course they can tweak or add something to a ring that makes it even more special, something that's symbolic of your relationship. Those things make a big difference. And of course they can help you with financing, free care and cleaning on your purchase for as long as you have it. And we're talking about a group that is still cleaning jewelry that they sold over six decades ago, and I think that's a beautiful thing. I really do. Experience matters, and now they've grown from a tiny little store in a community of a few thousand people into the thriving metropolis of Prattville with their own freestanding building at 1778 East Main. Join their club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry in Prattville, 842.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We're going to be doing a lot of radar watching today and again tomorrow for thunderstorms, especially tomorrow, I think, with a few hefty storms today and the chance of some strong, possibly severe storms tomorrow with, damaging winds, golf ball size hail possible. That's especially tomorrow. Hot and humid today with a high around 91 with those scattered storms, which will fade out tonight. Overnight low, a muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow's high temperature also around 93 with those the chance of those stronger storms. And it could be a multi-round day tomorrow. In other words, there could be a round in the morning, there could be a round later in the day. Friday, not as many storms around. Summer officially begins at 10:54 a.m. Central Time on the, the longest day of the year. But the truth be known, today is only 5 seconds shorter than the longest day of the year, so there's not much change. Saturday and Sunday, hot and humid mid-90s with triple-digit heat indices and only isolated storms. Last observation we got out at the airport is not bright. 400-foot overcast, half-mile visibility, fog, mist, 94% humidity, and a temperature of 75 now at 844.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Our friends at Plumbing by Luquire are ready to help you out right now. They were ready to help you out at 2 in the morning. They're ready to help you out on a weekend or a holiday because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day to 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And it's a no-brainer now for me. If I got a plumbing problem, it used to be, who in the world am I going to call now? But it's going to be Plumbing by Luquire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. You might want to check out that whole house plumbing inspection. Great peace of mind, especially if you're about to be going on vacation. You want to make sure there's not a plumbing problem lurking, that when you come home, open the door, you don't hear squish when you put your foot on the carpet. That'd be awful. You know, again, Plumbing by Luquire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
This is our final peek at your Wednesday morning rush.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Wednesday morning, and everything is returning to normal with one exception. We do have an accident on Taylor Road right at I-85, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's back to a normal traffic flow with slowdowns around the traffic lights. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s. Let's be careful this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Todd's Produce brings the Chilton County peaches straight from their farm to you, and whip up some fantastic homemade peach ice cream, too. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This isn't a Morning Maroon nominee. Those are coming up in just a couple of minutes, but this week there was a lady named
Rachel
who went to a yard sale in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada, and she found this authentic Halloween decoration, a skeleton, got it for $2, but it was kind of big, and so she had to put it in the front seat of the car, seatbelted it in. And then on the way home, she had to stop and pick up some groceries. While she's in the store, somebody thinks she's got a dead body strapped in the seat. Imagine the surprise on
Rachel's
face when she comes out and it's surrounded. Her car is surrounded by police who are investigating the authenticity of said decoration. So they eventually checked her story out that she had, in fact, been to a yard sale nearby and purchase the thing.
A happy ending.
But that's why it may not be a great idea to buy Halloween decorations at yard sales and go to a reputable Halloween dealer.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
All right, mark it down, Jay. We've now set a new record for justifying the use of Discount Dracula.
Yes,
June 19th, 2019.
That's right. Dear Diary.
March. We'll see if we can beat that next year. It's 8:48.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you.
Well,
they just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you so much!
Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you've never been here, let me tell you how to get here. It's simple. We're here right outside of downtown Montgomery, right off I-65 at North Boulevard. When you take that North Boulevard exit, stay in the right lane. You're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times right to bring you right around to the river. You'll run right down into the river, and you'll run into the Capitol Oyster Bar where we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We're getting all kind of red snapper, black grouper, some swordfish, some beautiful yellowfin tuna. I know you're getting hungry for some grilled fish, and get over to the steamer with steamed shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp. Got those oysters Rockefeller. We'll cook up something good for you every day. So check it all out at CapitolOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get hungry. Get down here soon because we've been missing.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, fellas, if you really want to razz someone's berries, don't be a fuddy-duddy. Enroll now in the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Give me a break!
Where you'll be the bee's knees by spitting out a bunch of gobbledygook.
That's a bunch of malarkey!
You'll learn to bust someone's chops when they slap your cap. At the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo, you'll be the cat's meow.
My lord.
So move your getaway sticks, make tracks, and blow your wig. And before you know it, folks will think you're cute as a bug's ear, gosh darn it. The Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Sign up now and graduate in 2020.
Getaway
sticks!
What are those? I've never heard of it. Is that like a cane or something? Okay, speaking of geezers, let's get former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, nominee number one comes from the great state of Oklahoma, which has produced stalwarts like Emily Hayes. You were born in Oklahoma City, right?
I was.
Oklahoma City is okay.
It's okay. But what happened in Del City...
Familiar with Del City?
Well, no.
59-year-old Annie Durham of Del City...
Like 16 months.
Yeah.
59-year-old Annie Durham of Del City has been in a feud with her next-door neighbor for several years. She says they've had, quote, drug addicts living there in and out. So last week, apparently, Annie took it upon herself to solve the problem by burning the house down.
Oh, nice. Oh.
She took a rag, wrapped it around a large stick.
Stick!
Yeah. Set it on fire with lighter fluid and threw it into the house. Firefighters were able to put it out, but the home is pretty much gutted. And Annie had security cameras running. When the cops asked to look at them, she said, okay. She was caught by her own security cameras, not the cameras on the house that she burned down. She forgot to turn hers off or away. So, I mean...
She got caught that way.
Yeah, your arson career ended by your own...
Her goose is cooked.
We mentioned this guy earlier today. He's from Alabama, Ardmore. Mickey Pauk.
Yeah.
He lives with 37-year-old Ronnie Reynolds, and Monday morning the cops got a warrant to search their apartment for drugs, and they found what they were looking for. There was meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, and body armor. The strangest thing they found, though, was Mickey's attack squirrel, a pet squirrel that he had apparently given meth so it would behave in an aggressive fashion just in case people came to arrest them for drugs.
Sure.
The Alabama Game and Fish Division took the squirrel and released it into the wild, where it's probably kicking ass and taking names. Oh, after all, is a meth-addicted squirrel going through withdrawal. And then finally, it lends a whole new definition to we have the meats. A guy in Lincoln, Nebraska. No.
What happened?
Well, let's put it this way.
You can hand it to me if you want to.
Oh, I just don't
know. He was on his way. David Heftner was walking to an Arby's. That's what my dad used to call him. And it's not Arby's fault this happened. And he was having a good time with himself on the way.
As you do when you go to Arby's.
He was excited about Arby's.
Well, have you ever had a beef and cheddar?
Yeah. The cops found him inside Arby's and arrested him for public indecency.
Good Lord.
And he wasn't the only person in Lincoln who went into a fast food place. Hey. I just dumped the last 20 minutes of the show. Are you happy? A 22-year-old guy named Kelly Savage from Lincoln went into a McDonald's on Monday with an 18-inch
what?
Machete.
That was a perfect pause.
It's too much.
But he got his...
It's too much.
He got his... got out of his arrest by claiming he had the 18-incher for his new job as a lumberjack.
Whatever. And they bought that?
Yes. I mean, I really kind of got to give it to the lady who burned down her neighbor's house.
No.
By her own video
that's
camera.
My no.
Methed up squirrels.
That's a real...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about the wondrous work that Dr. Jeff Pasley does at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Why, I've just recommended him to our good friend Jay Scott, because Jay is in a considerable amount of pain this morning. And I don't mean just making it through the show. Dr. Jeff Pasley can help you.
Working with
me. Can help you with all kinds of aches and pains. But this isn't just some, you know, you pop in there and you get fixed up and you're on your way. There's a lot that goes into maintaining wellness. Everything from exercise to keep those muscles and your posture in line to increasing your flexibility and working on your nutrition. So if you are living with pain, if you're dependent upon pain medication, be it prescription or over the counter, don't be relying on that just to get through everyday life. Call 285-8483 and speak to the folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go see Dr. Jeff Pasley on Highway 14 in Millbrook and I get fixed up. That's MillbrookChiropractor.com. If you need more information, you can also follow them on Facebook at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily, and Dr. Jeff is an amazing fellow. News and Views is next, back this afternoon with Young Joey.
Go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 27974.